my name is Juan Carlos Gómez Asturias, and I'm using the two last names because that's a great way to remember my mom's heritage. My mom is from Guatemala. My dad is from Venezuela. I was born in Venezuela. I am very proud to be not only Venezuelan, to be Hispanic, Latin, and immigrant. And now I'm living in the United States. I arrived to this country in 2004. When I left Venezuela, I had the opportunity to work in Venevisión, which was the biggest network in Venezuela. So I feel I was growing fast in some way as a professional, and I decided to leave Venezuela to keep growing, not only as a professional, also as a person. In my radar, I have Mexico and Spain, not United States of America. I made a trip to Guatemala, where my mom is and my grandma used to be alive for the time. And when I came back from Guatemala to Venezuela, I have to stop in Miami. In that moment, I started like thinking, okay, maybe I can stay here to either study or work. To study, it was too expensive for me because I'm not a resident. So you need to pay double the price to do any course here. So I was not able to do it in that time. And I say, well, to work here, it's also a difficult path, but not impossible. And I will start, knocking the doors to see what happens. If nothing happened, I will go back to my country. And in some point, someone told me, well, Juan, you can go online and see what companies are looking for any opportunity. I was lucky. And when people look at me and say, why you say lucky? Lucky sounds very random, like you throw the dice. But the definition of luck for me is when opportunities and preparation meets. And so I found this opportunity in Iowa, a company where needing someone like me to do some newscast in Spanish for Univision. And I took the opportunity. Now I'm today in Florida. But when I arrive here, I feel that immediately, like I am here not as a Venezuelan, I am here as an immigrant and as a Hispanic. And when I work for media, my responsibility is to inform everybody about what is happening for all the culture. We are in some point educators, we are teachers, and the media and the role as a journalist allows us to keep taking care of the language. So this is one of the biggest responsibilities and biggest goals as a journalist in the United States, to use the perfect Spanish, to keep passing the Spanish to the future generations. My wife is Jamie Hoover, and we have two children, Elisa Janelle. She has her great-grandma's names, and she is almost 3 years old. And we have now a new baby born. His name is Luis David. They are definitely a perfect mix of us. They show what this country is made of, immigrants and also people from here. I feel I have a big challenge right now. Well, not only me, also my wife, who is speaking Spanish basic, but she's improving every time more and more. But we feel this fascinating challenge to make them fully bilingual. My hope is they will feel proud of not only America, also they will feel proud to be half Hispanic and also Venezuelans. When you ask Americans about the Hispanic heritage, they might talk about food. But I think music, it's unique. And music was something very special in my relation with Jamie. We met in a salsa studio. She's a very good dancer, I can say that. The music is very important because it's full of energy. Even we have different rhythms, but salsa, I think, is the best genre for me. And we love dancing, and I can picture myself and Jamie when we will turn 70 or 80 years old and we can still dancing. Even if we don't talk Spanish or English, we're gonna be dancing forever.